Hi, I'm Chip Sutterth, and welcome to episode 490 of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who. Merry Christmas. Christmas is back. Christmas is really, really back for Doctor Who. After a disappointing finale for the first Disney Plus season, and after several years where Doctor Who abandoned Christmas for New Year's Day, it feels like a huge and welcome reset to have a Doctor Who Christmas special again. I mean, my world's on fire. How about yours? So maybe we deserve a little Christmas treat? I was looking forward to Joy to the World, and while I think that there have been better festive specials, it wound up meeting my expectations. It was no The Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe, I'll tell you that. If Stephen Moffat's earlier episode this season, Boom, was minimalist Moffat, this was, in many ways, Moffat showing off. The Time Hotel made possible all manner of causality-bending hijinks, the emotional peaks bordered on manipulative in their tear-jerking capacity, and was there any doubt that it would be the Star of Bethlehem? It's time for a meme from 2007. Yo, dog, I heard you like Moffat, so I put a Moffat in your Moffat. And that's why I want to talk about the part of the story that wasn't about Moffat showing off. I want to talk about Anita. For 10 whole minutes, everything stops. Nshuti Gatwa's doctor, once more forced to live life sequentially, and really no happier about it than when he was Matt Smith, builds a relationship with the manager of the most mundane hotel in the episode. We don't learn much about how Anita got this way, closed up, lonely, operating on automatic, but the addition of chair time, 52 weekly sessions of conversation and board games in the otherwise loneliest hotel room on Earth, changes her life. Anita comes to feel comfort and joy through her year with the doctor. And the doctor, well, he's too much himself to be as changed by the experience as Anita is, but this doctor feels the experience. He is no more capable than before of maintaining relationships across time and space, but he knows himself, he knows Anita, and he departs with both love and a blessing that makes her life better in a way that is more true to Anita's needs than a ride in the TARDIS could ever be. Compare these 10 minutes to the 5 minutes that Gatwa's doctor spent on a planet of dust, culminating in a silly vow with a spoon in the Series 1 finale. Both scenes had a similar purpose: give the doctor some quiet emotional grounding amid a modern Doctor Who roller coaster plot. But just as Joy to the World is better in general than Empire of Death, this scene is better. It's not about the plot or about pronouncements. It's about people. I'll have more to say about Joy to the World, including in the latest episode of The Incomparable Network's Doctor Who Flashcast with Jason Snell. Go to theincomparable.com to find it. I need to do some more reflecting because pieces of this story really didn't work for me, but other pieces did. None more so than spending 10 minutes watching Anita and the Doctor being lonely and human together. Some Christmases are like that. And during those Christmases, sometimes it helps to see other people building comfort and joy together. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com. Find me on Blue Sky and Mastodon. Just look for That Chip Guy. And I'm also William Sutterth on Threads. Take care. Talk to you next time.